Welcome to the Chocolate Cake Bites podcast. This is a podcast where we will discuss the sweet nuggets of goodness that come from living the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm your host, Ken Williams. The opinions, attitudes, thoughts, and ideas that we discuss are those of the hosts and guests and are not necessarily a reflection of the actual doctrines of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Thanks for listening and enjoy this week's conversation.
And this week's conversation is, I'm trying to think of how I can approach this so it doesn't sound preachy or it doesn't sound like a lecture. But, and here's my cat. She heard me start talking. And so she's come over to say hi. Hello. This is based on a conversation that I had with a friend the other day and another conversation that I had with a different friend a different day. And just because I think sometimes life is hard, and A, it's supposed to be hard. It is hard. It is a challenge. And so, number one, that's the premise. Life is hard. And it's hard in different ways. And sometimes it's easy hard, and sometimes it's really hard hard. Easy hard would be, we're still mortal beings. My shoulder's been hurting like 4 weeks, actually both my shoulders. And I get zero sympathy from my sweet wife. She tells me that I should be doing something differently. So sometimes it's that kind of hard. And sometimes it's different hard. Like I know people who have lost jobs. I know people who have lost family members. I know people who have lost relationships. And so life is hard. And so this is credit Jeff. I'll just I'll leave it at that for right now. Jeff is a friend who was going through a hard experience. And the details aren't important, but his observation, I think, was really astute. He made the comment that he felt like he was in a box. And in the box, he felt alone. It was dark. He was isolated. He had no, there was no light. There was no joy. There was nothing good that he found because all he saw was what was inside the box. And there was nobody in the box with him. There was nobody who was going through the same experience, at least the same way that he was with him. And he explained that he intentionally cut himself off from his support system, the people that could have brought that joy, that kindness, that friendship, that light. And that's natural. I think that's something that we naturally do. When we're going through something difficult, it's natural, I think, to separate ourselves for a couple of reasons. Number one, it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing to tell people that, hey, I'm struggling. It could be I'm struggling with something that is private. It could be something like struggling with addiction of some kind, struggling with relationships. One of the things that I've seen in my interactions with people is people who struggle with relationships at work, people who struggle in their relationships at home, people who struggle in their relationships with kids who make different decisions or spouses who make different decisions than they would. So I'm absolutely not judging anybody for doing this. I do the same thing myself. I do the same thing myself, where if I'm struggling, I tend to isolate myself because I don't want anybody to know that I'm not as powerful or as amazing or as brilliant as I want them to assume based on probably absolutely nothing. So we do this. And the thing that I think I want to encourage, now, to be fair, I'm talking to myself. As much as I'm talking to anybody else, probably more to myself than anybody else, because I know I do this. I know I'm guilty of putting myself in the box and not telling anybody, hey, I'm in the box and I'm feeling isolated. I'm feeling alone. I'm feeling unsupported. And it's super easy. I'm not saying that this is what anybody that I reference or will reference or have referenced has done this, but it's super easy when you're self-isolated to then complain that you're alone. You're by yourself. You don't have any friends. You don't have any support. You don't have anybody reaching out to you. And even when you do have friends, you have support, you have people reaching out to you, it's not always easy to notice it because you've shut yourself in this box. But it's also not easy to accept it because, depending on the situation, just imagine that if you are struggling with, let's just say you're struggling with addiction, with whatever the addiction is. And you don't want people to know what you're struggling with. It's really hard to reach out. It's really hard to reach out to a friend, a family member, whatever, and say, hey, I need some time. I need some attention. I need some connection. And that's what we need, though. We need that connection. We need to reach out. One of the things I've noticed, this is something I'm just going to share something that I've noticed myself. And this is why I say I'm in the same boat as anybody else who isolates themselves in a box. As I am going through just life, sometimes things are great, sometimes they are less great, sometimes I run into roadblocks or hurdles. And I was one time just feeling low, and I didn't reach out to anybody. I didn't tell anybody that, hey, I could use something. Even just ice cream would have been amazing, which I have out in my freezer. So I may go get some Ben and Jerry's at some point. But I got on a call with some friends. And the one call that I'm thinking about, it was one friend. We got on a Zoom call. So he's in a different state. I'm in Indiana. And we just had a conversation, and we're just talking about stuff. I didn't have to bring up the fact that, hey, I'm struggling. We just talked, and I felt myself feeling lighter. I felt myself feeling supported. I felt myself feeling appreciated, acknowledged, seen, all the things that I was missing. And I was missing because I put myself in isolation, so to speak. So that's my invitation. I'm going to keep it short. I've got a couple things that I'm thinking about for coming weeks. Annette is traveling, so that's why she's not with us today. And so we'll get her back. And I've got some other people that I am reaching out to so we can get some new perspectives on some old topics. But my invitation to you is reach out to somebody. Reach out to somebody. And here's the question I end every episode with is, who do you know who needs chocolate cake? Now, if you know my story, you know that I make and share chocolate cake. I actually have some cakes in the oven right now as I'm recording this. And the thing that that I use as a system is, I use that question. I ask that question. I ask the question of myself. I ask it of my wife or of my kids. Who do you know who needs chocolate cake? And chocolate cake is not chocolate cake. It doesn't have anything to do with cake. It could be zucchini bread, or it could be a handmade dish towel, or it could be a text message. It could be anything at all. But who do you know who needs to be noticed? And that's the question that I'm leaving with you. It is so easy. We have so much technology to reach out and connect with people. And ironically, with all these connections or opportunities to connect, we many times feel much more isolated. So instead of waiting for somebody else to be motivated to reach out and connect with you, reach out to somebody else. When you think about that question, who do I know who needs chocolate cake? And you can think chocolate cake, or you can think anything else. Who do I know who needs a text message? Who do I know who needs a phone call? The name that comes into your mind, act on it. Send that person a message or reach out in some way and just let them know, hey, I'm thinking about it. I got a message from a friend the other day that did not respond when I sent that message a few days before and responded a few days ago saying, hey, thanks. Basically, thanks for thinking of me. It's been a rough few days. So our purpose, or part of our purpose, I believe, is to reach out to, connect with, support each other. In fact, I'm teaching Elders Quorum this week, and we're talking about Elder Stevenson's General Conference talk, and I will link that in the show notes if you want to look at that. But he talks about the two great commandments. When Jesus was asked, what is the greatest commandment? He said, love God. And the second great commandment is love others. And on these hang all the law and the prophets. If we do those two things, if we are great at loving God, if we are great at loving others, then we're going to be handling just about everything else we need to be handling. So that's all I'm suggesting, is instead of waiting for an opportunity to be kind on purpose. Instead of random acts of kindness, let's practice intentional acts of kindness. Let's find reasons, find moments, find opportunities to be kind to people when they cross our mind, because chances are somebody's going through a tough time, and your message or your chocolate cake or your brownies or your cookies or your banana bread or whatever it is going to hit them in the moment that it needs to, and it will make a difference. That's what I got for you this week. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you for listening to Chocolate Cake Bites. Please like, share, subscribe, and give us a 5-star rating and review. We'd love to hear your comments and ideas, and you can reach out to me at ken@chocolatecakebites.com. And before you end the day, take a few minutes to consider, who do you know who needs chocolate cake?